Disappointing was the performance as well as the result.
Very disappointing. I thought first half were absolutely awful all over the pitch. It was probably the worst we've played. Second half then we got a goal back, and I thought then we came into the game a bit more and we were on top, and then we conceded another goal. And it just knocks us back then. It's just not good enough, really.
How much of a surprise was it after the team played so well in a big game on Friday against Leeds?
Yeah, it is, because you want to take that momentum into the next one. But we just need to look at the next game now. As disappointed as we are, there's no point in... We'll obviously watch the video and watch it back and things we should have done better and make sure we put it right for the next one.
Obviously, three matches to go and you're very close still to promotion. How much of it is about the mental side of things now between this point and the end of the season?
Yeah, I think it is a bit. But, as you said, the last game we played, we were brilliant and unfortunate to concede so late on. But I don't think there's any excuses for today. We just weren't good enough all over the pitch, every player. And we need to be better than that. As you said, we've got three games left now. We just need to make sure we start picking up wins.
Is the mood in the dressing room more one of anger than disappointment? Because you know, obviously, that you are a lot better than what you showed today.
Yeah, we all know we're better than that. For whatever reason, we just didn't perform today as well as we know we can. Whether that's a mental thing or not, I don't know. But, I mean, as I said, the first half was pretty poor. So we're obviously going away disappointed and not getting 3 points and the way we played as well.
Another goal for you, 6 goals. For the season, 6 championship starts. You didn't celebrate though, obviously, out of respect to Ipswich, where you had 5 great years.
Yeah, it's just thought I knew before the game that if I scored, I wasn't going to celebrate. I've had some good times here. I obviously wanted to, but it's a bit of respect. And the goal was all for nothing, really. At the end of the day, we still lost.
Finally, it's still about what Newcastle do, because your fate's in your own hands, but with a week until you play, how hard will it be to not pay attention to what Huddersfield do tonight and then next Saturday and Brighton still, although they are all but promoted now?
Yeah, we can't do anything about what the other teams do. As you said, it's in our own hands. We just know we need to win the games. It's as simple as that. There's nothing else we can do, only take maximum points, really.